But we have eaten, slashes of smoked pork for breakfast.
Okay, how do you usually prepare that?
In a little water in the frying pan.
Okay. What's the outside of the bacon called?
Well, I call it the skin.
Okay. The kind of meat that you bind and slice it thin to eat with your eggs, what's that called?
Breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that comes in no links on a chain. You know what that's called?
Sausages.
What do you call the person who kills or sells the meat?
Butcher.
Uh-huh. Now, if the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. What do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I'm not sure. Is that where liverwurst comes from?
I think so. You ever heard that called by any other name?
Sure have.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? And then later, after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it?
No, not that I recall.
Okay. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Well, I would say rank.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand, what's that called?
We used to say it's curdled or just sour.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
What, the milk?
Uh-huh,
Well, buttermilk is thick and sour.
Okay, what kind of cheese do you make from it?
Would cottage cheese be made from that?
I think so. I never made cheese. But my neighbor used to make it, but I don't know how it was made. What do you do with the milk the first thing after milking the cow? What do they have to do to it to get the impurities out of it?
I guess they will have to strain it. I've never seen a cow being milked. Now, I've heard Mama talking about a cow being milked. I know you'd have to strain it. Would you have to boil it like some things to get some impurities out of it?
Probably so. Okay, what's that thing called that's baked in a deep dish made with apples and a crust on top?
An apple cobbler.
Mm-hmm. It would taste good now. Somebody has a good appetite and you say, well, first, do you make many apple cobblers?
No, mostly. Well, I like cherry pies and cherry cobbler.
But do you make them enough to tell me how you go about making them?
As far as the crust, I put a crust like as if I were making a regular pie. And then I put the filling in.